This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here. Time now for Krusty's Corner. Congratulations to Sean Sharif, a line that I'm sure he's very proud of.
Attaboy, Sean. Attaboy.
He won by a 4-1 ratio on at G-Bag Nation. Thanks to everybody for voting on that and following us. We're following you right back as we speak. It is time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's the king of the Krusty's brought us.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that.
You got it.
I tell you what, it's kind of, yesterday was crazy with the whole thing with Kyrie and all that was going down. I mean, I was like wild, but.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's no better feeling than the Woj bomb, and it's your team.
He's here. Yeah. He just landed. He could be listening right now.
Oh.
Kyrie?
Well, yep. Welcome.
Getting ready to take that physical, baby. Let's go.
Welcome.
The whirlwind of breaking news was awesome, and thanks to, you know, Alec Medford and KG, who were in studio hosting it all. As
CA, too, yeah.
Yeah, CA. Several people called in, and, you know.
They did a nice job. They really, really did. I think everybody did a good job handling that. All right. Well, I know I teased about some potential Cowboys that could end up with Kellen Moore. But I wanted to ask you guys first, are you guys a fan of curling at all?
No, I think it's stupid.
You think it's a stupid sport?
Yeah.
You want nothing to do with curling.
Correct.
Yeah, it's on TV, and it's good for jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's good for jokes.
I'll pop it on during the Winter Olympics on occasion. Otherwise, I don't pay attention to it.
More of a luge guy at the Winter Olympics.
The luge.
Yeah, the luge.
The skeleton.
Unbelievable.
Face first or feet first?
Face first into the luge every time. Yeah.
I think Sharif enjoys the two-man luge.
He does.
The sounds of things.
Well, he likes watching it for sure.
Yeah. He's a voyeur.
He is the watcher of the luge. All right. Well, would it interest you if
Peeping
an NFL,
Sharif.
If an,
sorry. Peeping Sean.
Peeping Sean.
Those little tiny hands on the window pane.
Oh, man.
Man, those hands found a way to beat Walchuk at Fanbowl, too. I'm surprised.
It's funny. Everybody talks about him. I really noticed him the other day.
At Fanbowl. So
it's like the first time, because he was standing next to me. He was doing something, and I looked down in his hands.
The stumpiness.
I had him on the ropes.
It jumps out at you, dude.
I'm just like, whoa, those really are small hands.
It's crazy.
But
did he catch you like looking in his eyes or something like that?
No.
So he's looking down at the hands. He's looking back at you in the eyes, like, "Say, man,
no,
feeling uncomfortable about
next
this."
You know, he just waves them, and you get mesmerized.
I think it's personal to me.
I think I was handing him a drink, and I just noticed. I was worried that do I have to put my other hand on the drink so it doesn't go through?
You got to two-hand that thing, baby.
I was thinking, do I have to give him an assist? Like, you know,
you
don't
put
drop
a lid
it
on it or something, just in case.
Yeah.
Anyway. Two little handles on the side.
Sippy cup, hey, Sean. But okay, would you be interested in curling if I told you there was an NFL athlete involved in curling?
Yeah, no. I'd be a little bit more interested. I want to know how it overly.
Went. Let me read a story about it.
All right. Well, just real quick then. I'll just tell you. Jared Allen, remember the defensive end from the Minnesota Vikings?
Okay, now I'm in.
Hall
there
of Fame
we go.
Finalist.
Is he still doing his old-fashioned sack
old-fashioned
dance?
Rodeo stuff. Well, Jared Allen is on a quest to make the U.S. Olympic curling team. And he happened to him and his partner, Jason Smith, they beat the 2018 Olympic gold medalist, John Smith, on Sunday at the U.S. Championships.
That's incredible.
So here's Jared Allen. He is totally immersed himself now into curling, and he took down the 2018 gold medalist in the Olympics. And
so you give a real athlete a couple months, couple years.
Yeah,
he's the champ. Well, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I'll just finish
dual
up.
Dual sport, man.
Yeah, I'll finish
he's
up.
Coming for the cornhole guys next.
Yeah, his team was ranked 89th, 89th in the world by the, you know, so his by the World Curling Federation. And just real quick here, I'll say this. He said, I thought curling was going to be a lot easier than it was. But I'm one of those guys who, once I start something, I'm going to see it through. Our goal is at the Nationals is to beat as many teams as possible and see where we land. So good luck to Jared Allen, and hopefully that he will be able to have
his... So hold on. He just beat the world, the American champions, and yeah. He thought it was going to be easier.
I know. Yeah. That's what's so funny. Yeah. He's like, I really thought that I could just wake up one day and arrive at the Olympics because yeah. this sport is bull bleep and everybody knows it. Well, found out that I do actually have to practice for about 30 minutes a week and I can be in the Nationals.
Well, he was, yeah.
That's 30 minutes more than he was anticipating. Yeah, on a lot of
I would say your hunch is confirmed, sir.
Man, he took down the Olympic gold medal.
I think it's impressive. I'm not going to belittle it, Brian.
Imagine what an offensive player could do.
Yeah, I thought somebody with some real skill. Yeah, okay.
We know what Brady's doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's taking picks. He's going pick for pick with people, posting thirst traps. Did we all see Brady in his underwear today?
Hell yeah.
Did everybody see that?
Can I ask what was up with that?
No, the son wasn't part of this one.
Thank God, bro. It was the single longest father-son kiss I've ever seen 5 years ago, Tom versus Time, Facebook.
Oh, just ridiculous. This wasn't good. Yeah, what was that all about? The underwear? Did somebody else do this?
Somebody hit him up and said, hey, you said that you would do this if you got a certain number of likes or retweets, so he did it.
So he did. Okay, I see what he's doing here. All right. The real story here, possibility of guys going on with our guy Kellen Moore. And tell me if these are guys you think would be realistic options, or would you be disappointed if the Cowboys didn't bring these guys back? The first one that they were talking about, and this is from Galvino Borquez. He writes in the...
He sounds like a real person.
He is, Galvino Borquez.
It's the one who brought us his favorites.
It's like a forward in soccer. But he says, the first guy he says is that Kellen Moore should bring to the Chargers is Noah Brown.
Take him.
Yeah, no.
make him a focal point of the offense, man.
Yeah.
Move over Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
Well, Eckler. Find another receiver to block and play special teams.
Well, this is what they were saying. He says the main element of that the Chargers need is a wide receiver is speed. And they feel like they could add that through the draft.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I hope they're not going to Noah Brown for
but,
speed.
But to your point,
he's bringing it.
To your point, Zach, you were saying during the break, Keenan Allen could be a cap casualty.
There. Yes.
And so they're saying that Brown was coming off a very productive season as a pro where he had 43 catches, 74 targets, 12, almost 13 yards a catch for 555, three touchdowns.
Can you imagine if we get ourselves a hell of a Noah Brown comp pick? Because somebody thinks he's going to add some free agent value.
They pay him a bunch of money.
Who knows?
Very well money.
But I would be genuinely surprised if we hear Noah Brown signing with so-and-so team within the first 7 days of free agency going down. If Ian Rappaport in the first 48 hours and Garofalo and those guys are on NFL Network
challenge?
Breaking Noah Brown news, I'll put a little something on the line.
Oh, yep. Okay.
For seven days of Noah Brown not signing with a team.
I'm all in on Keenan Allen, though, if he gets cut.
Could be.
That dude's a hell of a player.
Next one he said was quarterback Cooper Rush.
Back up. Don't they have Chase Daniel?
Chase Daniel and Easton Stick are set to be free agents in March, and it could be difficult to see a scenario where they are brought back. Instead, it would make sense for the Chargers to bring in somebody well-versed in Moore's system.
Okay.
Rush was 4-1 as a Dallas starter, so would you guys be disappointed in losing Cooper Rush to the Los Angeles Chargers?
No. No, I'd be fine. Honestly, let's do the old switcheroo. Let's do the good old fashioned Chase Daniel homecoming.
You got to overpay for that guy, though.
Nah, maybe not anymore. Hometown discount.
You should look and see
he's
the contracts.
He's made so much bag already. Him and Matt Schaub are like
he
one of the greatest finessers of all time.
It's impressive.
All right, I might see if this one might get you. The other two doesn't seem. I thought you guys would be more on Cooper Rush. No.
I'd like to bring him back, but I'm not going to overpay to do so. If the Chargers, if it ends up being a bidding war, it's like, go ahead, leave.
All right. How about this one? Connor McGovern. He started the season with Jameer Seiler at left guard. Next season is viewed as the likeliest option, but filling that void with someone who's starting experience at the position like McGovern could be more appealing. McGovern was efficient as a pass blocker, allowing only 22 pressures and 2 sacks on 486 pass blocking snaps. McGovern was also a fixture in the Cowboys' rushing attack. He had his own wrinkle as a fullback, tight end, and even as a wide receiver. Additionally, McGovern can play center in a pinch. Is that a must-sign back? Is Connor McGovern a kind of a
I think that's really good depth, you know, and the different ways they use him. It's only a must-sign, though, if you don't plan on drafting somebody in the first 2 days at that position, you know. So that kind of it's an option for them. If you bring back Connor McGovern, then you're freed up to take best player available, I think, on the first couple of days a little bit more.
He's the guy most like, of all the guys you've listed, he's the guy I'd most like back. Mm-hmm. But I do imagine with how hard it is to come by, solid offensive linemen, just decent offensive linemen, which is McGovern, somebody's probably going to money whip him in a way that the Cowboys won't want to match.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up being too expensive. And there could be a guy there that you like, maybe at 26 even.
Let me ask you this real quick, and I'll ask you the question because you know the guy. And this is just a real quick draft question about that. Did you like Osiris Torrance from Florida?
Not a super athletic dude, but he's a solid player. Like at 26, if you needed a guard, I'd take him, and I wouldn't be upset about it.
Okay, 6'5", 347 pounds.
Yeah, he's a solid. But I like Cody Malk more from North Dakota State. He's the guy that I draft, and he's also can play center, I believe.
There you go.
You've been talking about that quite a bit.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it,
thank you,
man.
King. Okay, so, sports phone call reactions at 877-881-1053. Schottenheimer on the Cowboys. Kyrie Irving coming to the Mavs. What's the bigger story in your sports world, and what do you think needs to be said about it? The phone lines are open for you at 877-881-1053, and we're back in the nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.